Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
Hi, my name's Stuart Moore. I'm from Birmingham and I'm the lead developer for Derp Studios.
Hi, Stuart. So how have you found being part of Derp Studios, working towards making something unreal live at the Genshow Live later this year?
Very chaotic, but also very enjoyable. I've got a great team working with me. There's a whole range of personalities and they're really lovely people. I've made some good friends and really enjoying working with the Unreal Engine and making massive progress, some great leaps very recently, installing the software onto the device and just seeing it in action. It just blows your mind.
So you're enjoying using the UDK engine then?
Yeah, the software is really good. It's really intuitive. As a developer, using the tool that they've got called Kismet, it really helps you visualize all the development that you're doing. Instead of seeing lines and lines of code, you get to actually see images on the screen of the actions that you want the engine to take.
So you're working with the Fighting Fantasy IP. Which book is your iOS game going to be based on?
We're actually making a sequel to the book The Citadel of Chaos. That's basically a story that revolves around a mage who was sent to assassinate the evil Balthus Dire, who is attempting to get an army of chaos from another realm.
So there's a lot of might and magic style things in there then?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of spells, and we want the player to rely more on the spells and strategy and only use their melee as a last resort.
So how are you finding developing a first-person game for the iOS system?
As far as I'm aware, there aren't many first-person melee games for iOS. So I think we're really hoping to revolutionise the platform and get more hardcore gamers on iPad and on iPhone. But also we want to incorporate a mini game so that you can play it on a casual commute. If you've just got half an hour on the train, you will be able just to hack and slash. But then if you want to sit at home for a few hours, you can play through the story, and that mode will be quite immersive, we hope.
So you're essentially doing two games in one?
Yeah, we're hoping to have two completely separate modes. One, rough and ready, get into the game and just kill as many enemies as possible, get the highest score that you can. And also, we're hoping to have an in-depth, engaging story mode, keep the player interested, wanting to know what happens next, where is the next twist coming from.
So the team formed at the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam. How have you found the transition from that to working as a fully operating game development studio?
I'd say one of the major difficulties that we have is the distance between some of our team members. We're having to rely mostly on communicating over the internet using Skype and Facebook, and we've got a pretty good program called SVN where we can share files. But apart from that, you wouldn't really be able to tell that we're not having that many face-to-face meetings. We're gelling really well, and the progress is just coming along leaps and bounds.
And there's still plenty of time, of course, to go before you take part in Make Something Unreal Live at the Gadget Show Live. How do you think you're going to find building the final stages of the game at a big event such as that, where potentially people could be watching you as you do it?
Yeah, I think the pressure's going to be on to have 5 days to rebuild the game that we've spent 6 months building. Hopefully, we'll know exactly what we're doing. I mean, the whole process has been a massive learning curve.
And finally, can you tell us the contact details for your game development studio, your Facebook, your Twitter, your web address, things like that?
So we're available on Facebook at facebook.com/derpstudios, and on Twitter, it's twitter.com/derpstudios.
Great, Stuart. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.